This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we're going to spend a few minutes now with singer and songwriter Jonathan Brook. She's an independent artist, dropped by her major label while she was part of the folk duo called The Story. She's been recording albums on her own label ever since. Brooke constantly tours to promote her records. She stopped by NPR Studio 4A and brought along her band. She's been gaining some attention recently for a song she wrote called War, a song she felt compelled to write.
The reason I had to write it was that I just found that we were so distanced. I was listening to the radio this morning. They were talking about the first Gulf War. Soldiers were coming home and seeing Americans who kind of viewed it as like a big Super Bowl. It was like some spectacle sport that we had watched on television, and we were shown these surgical strikes and never any collateral damage. There are always euphemisms for things that were hideous and horrible, and we were just sitting back eating popcorn, kind of watching this game. It was like a game, and the song kind of grew out of that. It was this very cynical sort of, you know, wow, it's just like a video game. Cool.
Jonathan, why don't you play the song for us?
Okay, I'd be happy to.
This is evident, yeah, in the American day. You must give and I shall take. I will tell you what is moral and what's just. Because I want, because I will, because I can, and so will I. Because I want, because I will, because I can.
The song was written 13 years ago, 12 years ago.
Oh, gosh, it must have been 92.
And it holds up. It's amazing because...
Isn't it weird?
Donahue's back on, or at least was back
on
TV.
I re-recorded the song and then he lost his new gig. So,
I think I read in a review somewhere where they said trauma has a wonderful effect on Jonathan Brook.
Well, I mean, it inspires all of us, doesn't it? And I would say, I mean, it's such a cliche, but songs do come out of really rough times, probably a little more easily than when everything's hunky-dory.
It's harder when you're in a really good place in your life to
reach down. Yeah, because who needs another gushy love song? I mean, really? Okay, a couple more would be all right.
Yeah, but you do write love songs.
I
do, your love
I
songs
know.
Are just a little bit more complex.
Yeah, well, there always has to be an underbelly. Right.
I'd like you to tell us a little bit about your house. The song, there's a lot going on in this song. If you look at it as a metaphor, it's almost like someone's walking in the house and someone's walking out the back door at the same time.
Yeah, it's a very intense song, actually. I think on the surface it sounds like another just head over heels in love song, because I'm talking about, you know, show me everything. I want to know everything about you. Tell me all your stories. I promise I won't, you know, give away your secrets, but tell me everything. And at the same time that I was writing the song and falling in love, I thought my mom was dying. And so this was, it's so interesting that you asked the question the way you did, because it was like this song that was on the one hand about falling deeply in love, and on the other hand it was about perhaps saying goodbye to somebody, perhaps, you know, cataloging a life.
Let's hear it.
One, two, three, four. Take me down to your house. Show me where you live. Room by room, all the things you cherish. Tell me where you're going. Show me where you've been. Year by year, all the things that you wished. And I'll give my love.
You began your musical career, at least when you began performing, as part of a musical duo mm-hmm. called The Story.
Yeah.
What was it like to go from being part of a twosome to performing on your own?
It was terrifying. It was enormously scary. It was like starting at the beginning again. And I didn't even realize how hard it would be until I was there on stage opening solo for Warren Zevon. And I was completely, it was as if I had never been on stage before in my life, because it was just me, and I had no foil, I had no second voice, I was completely exposed. But I got through it, and now I love it.
You still perform some of the songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. I mean, the story songs, they're still near and dear. They're all near and dear.
I'd love if you would play something from The Story. And we had something particular in mind.
Okay.
so much mine.
One.
Where'd you learn to walk like that? Don't talk back. Tell me where you've been. Maybe I don't wanna know. Oh Lord, why me? You were so much, so much mine. Now I reach for you and I cannot find you. So for you, and I cannot find you. So much mine, so much mine, so much mine. Where's the heart in me that made the one in you so cold? Please, please don't go. 'Cause I know where you got that dress. I know where you learned to walk like that. Yeah, yeah. You were so much, so much mine. Now I reach for you and I cannot find you. So much, yeah, so much mine. Now I reach for you.
Jennifer Brooke, thank you so much for joining us.
It was such an honor to be here. Thank you.
Jennifer Brooke, her latest album is called Steady Pull. To view Jennifer's performance and listen to more of her music, go to our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.